August of that first summer was spent in La Teste-sur-Mer, a tiny oyster village on the Bassin d'Arcachon in the Gironde, southwest France. We stayed with my aunt, Tante Jeanne, and my uncle, Uncle Gustave, in the same red-tile-roofed, white-stuccoed house where my father had summered as a boy. My Tante Jeanne was a frumpy, bespectacled, slightly smelly old woman. My Uncle Gustave, a geezer in coveralls and beret, who smoked hand-rolled cigarettes until they disappeared onto the tip of his tongue. Little had changed about La Teste in the years since my father had vacationed there. The neighbors were still all oyster fishermen. Their families still raised rabbits and grew tomatoes in their backyards. Houses had two kitchens, an inside one and an outdoor fish kitchen. There was a hand pump for drinking water from a well, and an outhouse by the rear of the garden. Lizards and snails were everywhere. The main tourist attractions were the nearby Dune of Pila, Europe's largest sand dune, and the nearby resort town of Arcachon, where the French flocked in unison for les grandes vacances. Television was a big event. At 7 o'clock, when the two national stations would come on the air, my Uncle Gustave would solemnly emerge from his room with a key chained to his hip and ceremoniously unlock the cabinet doors that covered the screen. My brother and I were happier here. There was more to do. The beaches were warm and closer in climate to what we knew back home, with the added attraction of the ubiquitous Nazi blockhouses. There were lizards to hunt down and exterminate with readily available pétards, firecrackers, which one could buy legally over the counter. There was a forest within walking distance where an actual hermit lived, and my brother and I spent hours there spying on him from the underbrush. By now I could read and enjoy comic books in French, and of course I was eating, really eating. Murky brown soup de poisson, tomato salad, moule marinière, poulet basquez. We were only a few miles from the Basque country. We made day trips to Cap Ferret, a wild, deserted, and breathtakingly magnificent Atlantic beach with big rolling waves, taking along baguette and saucisson and wheels of cheese, wine, and Evian. Bottled water was at that time unheard of back home. A few miles west was Lac Cazot, a freshwater lake where my brother and I could rent pedalo watercraft and pedal our way around the deep. We ate gaufre, delicious hot waffles covered in whipped cream and powdered sugar. The two hot songs of that summer on the Cazot jukebox were Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum and These Boots Were Made for Walkin' by Nancy Sinatra. The French played these two songs over and over again, the music punctuated by the sonic booms from French Air Force jets which would swoop over the lake on their way to a nearby bombing range.